You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
A good Friday, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Vols, your team every day. I'm your host, Harry Kane, and as we do each and every Friday morning, round of applause for making it to the end of the work week. Kill the Friday and enjoy your weekend, everybody. Appreciate it. Here on a five-star Friday, go ahead and drop me five stars, a positive review if you haven't done so already. Aussie, Josh, and Lee, appreciate you guys for doing that this week. Hey, when we're done here with Locked On Vols, check out Locked On SEC. It's the one place you can get all the information on the SEC 5 days a week, and that is, again, Locked On SEC with Chris Gordy of Sports 790. Follow the Locked On SEC podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Got a fast-paced show here on a Friday for Locked On Vols. We are going to discuss yet another addition from the transfer portal. I am beginning to lose count now at how many players Josh Heupel is bringing in. We will revisit some of the additions for over the past couple of months and tell you all you need to know about Tennessee's newest addition in William Mohan. And he's a linebacker from Michigan, was a freshman in 2020, and we will break down his game here in segment number one. In segment number two, we'll have the conversation on which is more important in college football now in 2021. A lot of people are getting hyped about the transfer portal, especially the one-time transfer waiver that's been passed, and I get all that, but I will tell you why nothing will ever trump traditional recruiting in order to build a football team. That's coming up in segment number two. And finally, in segment number three, the basketball tournament TBT. The Volunteers roster was announced, GM, head coach, and a flurry of players have already committed to signing on, trying to win that purse of $1 million coming up in late July. Hoping to have a representative of the TBT on the podcast next week. Still working on that, but nonetheless, wanted to touch base on the TBT because that was some news that came out earlier this week. So that's what we're going to talk about here on a Friday show, Locked On Vols, at underscore Kaner on Twitter and at Locked On Vols. So William Mohan, 6'1", and I'm probably mispronouncing his name. I do apologize. Mohan. Johan Camargo is a player for the Braves. William Mohan, I believe is how you pronounce it. 6'1", 205 pounds. He is a linebacker from Brooklyn, New York. And the connection here, obviously, Brian Jean-Marie was a coach of his at Michigan in 2020, helped bring him to, obviously, that roster for the Wolverines and coached him up a little bit. And the thing I like about William Mohan is he's athletic. He can do a bunch of different things. He can line up on the edge, which is primarily what his position is going to be, kind of that outside linebacker. He can play inside as well, and Michigan's website kind of describes him as a hybrid type guy. Again, he was a letterman in 2020 at Michigan. He appeared in one game. He made a tackle during his first varsity letter there against Minnesota on October 24th, and he played the position of the Viper, which is essentially kind of like an outside linebacker hybrid mixed. I know when I was in high school, we called it a Patriot because we were the Patriots. We had a guy that played the Patriot position. In college, we called it the Eagles because we were the Eagles. Nonetheless, it's kind of a rover type situation, a hybrid outside linebacker safety. But I think where Mohan's going to fit in this defense is an outside linebacker and a guy that can spell some guys at inside linebacker. And you know, he's a guy that projects well down the road. He's very quick. He is not super fast in terms of the 40-yard dash. I mean, I think he clocked at a 4.78 at some of these camps coming, you know, as he was being recruited. But he's fast twitch, plays a lot quicker than what his 40 time might read. And a guy that, again, Tennessee needs bodies. And now with the outside linebacker positions, you're talking about guys like Byron Young, Tyler Barron, Bryson Eason, and now William Mohan. Morvin Joseph will still be in that category as well, and some other guys. But Tennessee needs bodies. Tennessee's looking for talent. And the thing about Mohan is that he's a guy that technically would have 4 years of eligibility remaining because, again, the COVID year. But he did play in one game as a freshman in 2020 for Michigan. So VolQuest.com, Austin Price, he caught up with Tennessee's newest commits yesterday whenever the news was announced, and he's quoted by saying, "It feels great. It feels so good. I, you know, I was trying to wait until Monday, but I was kind of like, you know, why not just go now? So I made the commitment, why not today? And that's what, you know, this kind of came up a little bit quick, but we got word that Tennessee was going to have another commit on Monday. And so when Mohan went ahead on social media and announced that he was coming to Tennessee, it kind of took us all by surprise. But nonetheless, he was excited, wanted to just go ahead and join the party, essentially. He'll enroll in June at Tennessee, and he talks about in this article at VolQuest.com, I'll link in the Twitter notes, or I'll link in the show notes, talks about the trust he has in Brian Jean-Marie and how, you know, he is, you know, a Brooklyn native just like he is, and obviously that relationship goes back to Michigan. And the way he describes his play, he says, I'm really fast and physical, I can get off the edge really quick. I read the field very, very well. When it comes to coverage, I can do that. I think I'm a hybrid guy that can play inside or outside as well. I'm just really excited to get to work here on Tennessee. And so I think his family came down earlier this week, kind of walked around campus, kind of got a feel for Knoxville. Obviously was very, very impressed by the coaching staff and conversations over Zoom and FaceTime and over the phone. Of course, they could meet with him when they came here to Knoxville because the recruiting dead period is still in play for one more week, next week, or, you know, next week through next weekend, and once we get past Labor Day, that recruiting dead period will finally be lifted, and these coaches can talk to prospects like they normally would. But nonetheless, that's kind of the rundown on William Mohan coming out of high school in the class of 2020. He was a four-star rated outside linebacker at 6'1", 190 pounds, so it looks like he has put on some muscle. He was the number one player out of New York. He was the 18th rated prospect at his position. And so, again, a guy that's got a lot of ability and a guy that's looking to get coached up the right way in, you know, coming to Tennessee and to be a role player. He was a two-time New York City Coaches All-City Team and All-Conference selection back in high school. He was a three-time Big 44 Brooklyn All-Star selection. He was, you know, ranked as a four-star, again, by Rivals, as I just pointed out. He was also a PrepStar Magazine All-East Region, the second-best prospect in New York, and number 19 athlete in the country, again, by another publication. So, I read an article, too, where there was forgive me, I forgot his name, but there was a defensive coach on Michigan staff that, you know, was going to be coaching up the Vipers, essentially, and he went away, and so it kind of left you know, Mohan without a position a little bit. So that's kind of why his time at Michigan kind of came to an end, because they didn't really have a spot that kind of fitted him. So looking for a fresh start, looking to essentially start over, and that's kind of what he said on Twitter the other day. Starting over at a new chapter in life, I want to thank everyone who helped me throughout this process. Thank you, God bless, and go Vols. And he put out his commitment graphic. So again, you know, will this pay huge dividends in 2020? I don't know. I think he'll be a guy that plays a little bit. Could he play huge dividends in 2022, 2023? I think he could. He's got potential, certainly. You like the prospectus from him. Just a matter of getting him on campus, learning the defense, and getting in sync with this defensive coaching staff, and obviously with the playbook and all that. So that is Tennessee's newest commit, William Mohan, a transfer linebacker from Florida, and he will play a little multiple here at Tennessee, but he'll be on that outside linebacker position along with Tyler Barron and Byron Young most likely. But I think there's some, you know, there's some room for him to add some weight. I think his frame, he can hold 215 rather easily and be a force there off the edge at 6'1". So we will have to see as he continues to get here and progresses, but we'll continue to talk about him a little bit and the battle between the transfer portal and the just traditional recruiting. That's coming up, something we've talked about on our radio show this week. That's going to come up in segment number two here on Locked On Vols. But before we get into that, Bet Online, guys, the PGA Championship, it is this week. Those play-in games are coming to an end. The first round of the NBA playoffs start this weekend. The NHL, we're about midway through now some of these first-round series and this divisional play in the East, the West, the North, the Central, all that type of stuff. Baseball season continues to trek on, and you can get all of this. You can get in all of this action, all of that at BetOnline. It's the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You've got some contests, you've got some bonuses, all that information. You can check it out on your mobile device or on your laptop, your desktop, if you go online to betonline.ag right now. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in the chance and put your sports knowledge to use. Win you some money while these teams are going throughout their playoff runs. So right now, if you haven't already, promo code Locked On. If you want to do it for the first time, use the promo code Locked On. You'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. It's your online sportsbook experts. Segment number two of a Friday show, everybody. Locked On Vols. I'm Eric Kane, and let's get into it. So, in segment number one, we discussed William Mohan, Tennessee's newest transfer linebacker from Michigan, and discussed kind of about who he is. There's not really a whole lot to say, to be completely honest, because he hadn't played. I mean, he played in one game, made one tackle, you know? And so, he was a freshman in 2020. And there wasn't a whole lot to kind of break down. But again, it's important for Tennessee because you need more bodies. So if you got to look at the numbers now at Tennessee's linebacker unit, we'll start on the inside, work our way out. You've got Jawan Mitchell now. You've got Jeremy Banks. Roman Harrison's going to contribute there on the inside, and he needs to get up to speed on how to play inside linebacker, but he's a guy there, okay? Morvin Joseph is also a guy that can count on a little bit in the inside. Aaron Willis, who I expect to be back, he actually tweeted out on Thursday, linebacker room looks sweet or something, I don't know, made it believe that he's already back in the building. So, like I said, I expect Aaron Willis to be back, and that's five guys there to play two positions, one position at times as well, and so you're feeling better a little bit about depth. I like what we got, what Tennessee has in Jawan Mitchell. Okay, Jeremy Banks is what it is. He's there. You guys know my opinions on him, but he's experienced and he's got playmaking ability. Needs to improve. Roman Harrison, I think, could be fine. He just needs to learn how to play the position. Aaron Willis is a true freshman, so his development is going to start from the ground floor. And then Morvin Joseph got his feet wet at the inside linebacker spot during spring practice. So is it where it needs to be? Absolutely not. But it's in a better spot now than what it was 3 weeks ago, all right? And it was during spring practice for sure. So work your way to the outside linebacker spots. And again, this position is going to be hand in the dirt on the line sometimes, standing up in a two-point stance at times, going back into coverage, lining up inside the box, the inside backer. Very versatile, very multiple in terms of what this outside linebacker is going to be. And of course, Tennessee's defense is going to be multiple overall. Tim Banks wants to be in a four-man front if he can. That's kind of the home base. Now, Tim Banks doesn't necessarily want to be in a traditional 4-3 or a traditional 3-4. He wants to be multiple. But if you can, you want to be in a four-man front. It's kind of your home base. And so, but nonetheless, outside linebacker, you're going to see a lot of 4-2-5 is what I'm getting at, and a lot of 4-2-5 with one of those inside linebackers being another safety. Call it money type situations. You saw Theo Jackson come in and take the place of a Kovarish Crouch or a Jeremy Banks at times last year. Kind of that type of situation. Anyway, back to what I'm trying to say, outside linebacker, you've now got Tyler Barron, you got Byron Young, you've got Bryson Eason, Morvin Joseph can play out there a little bit as well, but now you add in William Mohan. So a lot of unproven guys, I know, but as far as numbers, and it's a silly to even kind of go over this right now because you shouldn't be saying, oh, well, it's good, at least they got guys out there to play. But, I mean, in spring, Tennessee literally didn't have guys out there to play. You know what I'm saying? So, and I do like the projection of what Byron Young can be this year, Tyler Barrett can be this year, what William Mohan can be down the road, and I think he'll contribute a little bit this year, like I said in segment one, but again, 3 years of eligibility left, technically 4 years of eligibility left, and a very highly touted prospect coming in. And so I think if he gets the right coaching from Eckler, from Ryan Jean-Marie, from Gardner, I think he can be a nice player down the road. But nonetheless, he is Tennessee's latest transfer commits, and it's kind of difficult here. I've been keeping notes and everything, and if I'm forgetting somebody, please by all means text me or tweet me, because I am human. But per my notes, Tennessee's brought in Hooker, McGrath, Milton, Mitchell, Tremblay, Terry, Peyton, Hayden, and now Mohan. That is 9 players from the transfer portal since last season. Technically, you gain back Austin Pope, if you want to get technical about it, but I'm not counting him because he was on the roster already. So that's 9 players Tennessee's gained from the transfer portal. Now, Tennessee certainly has lost a significant amount to the transfer portal, and I'm going to have a write-up Sunday afternoon at VolQuest.com kind of discussing the offseason roster turnover, and I'm going to be discussing some of these players that came in and some of the players that have left the program. It's going to be in written form. You can check that out. Might talk about it some on the podcast Monday as well, but that'll be coming up Sunday afternoon at VolQuest.com. But that brings us to the argument, or to the discussion, rather. Where do you value the transfer portal in terms to the traditional recruiting period of high school players? Is the transfer portal more important compared to the traditional recruitment of high school football players? The answer to me is absolutely not, because Tennessee's brought in a significant amount of transfers this year. That will not be the case every single year. Now, will you bring in a couple players? Absolutely. I think you leave 2 to 3 spots at the end of each class every single year for that specific purpose. But will Tennessee be bringing in 9 players via the transfer portal in 2023? You better hope not. I mean, you really in 2022, you better hope not, because then you're in trouble. But having said that, again, we do live in an era now where you had the one-time transfer rule passed, and the SEC is likely to ban the interconference transfer as well to make it completely wide open. They should have a ruling on that sometime this summer. So, potentially, it could be a little bit more than that. I still don't think it's going to be to the extreme that we saw this offseason with the coaching change and all that, coming off a 3-7 season. But nonetheless, the transfer portal is there for your benefit. It is there to be utilized, and Tennessee's certainly utilizing it. But year in and year out, the way you build a football team, the way you build a football program, is you go out and find 20 to 25 quality guys each and every year. You go out and find a quarterback. You bring a quarterback in each and every year. You bring in a couple offensive linemen each and every year. You bring in a couple defensive linemen each and every year. Now, is there targets in each class? Are there specific positions you need more of in each class? Absolutely. Tennessee has got to get some defensive linemen like crazy in 2022 and 2023 and beyond, because Tennessee is losing a bevy of defensive linemen following the 2021 campaign. So Tennessee needs some linebackers, because Tennessee still doesn't have a whole lot of linebackers. So there are specifics that you go in for and search for in each class, but routinely you bring in a couple guys on O-line, a couple guys on D-line, a quarterback in every single class, and then you kind of work from there. There's nothing that will ever take the place of bringing in those 20 to 25 quality guys. Now, will you hit on all those guys? Absolutely not. You never do. You never do. I could pull up Rivals, Tennessee's commitment class from 2021 all the way back to 2011, and we could go through in each class and say, that guy didn't pan out, that guy didn't show up, that guy, you're not going to hit on every guy. But nothing will ever take the place of that, because you're building, as far as a football team, those 20 to 25 guys each and every year, those guys make up the second, third teams. Those guys make up the field goal teams. Those guys make up the punt return teams. Those guys make up the hands teams. Football, more so than any sport, you need depth in terms of bodies and more of the no names, more of the guys that you don't really hear of still contribute in a big way, because the game of football, it's just so beautiful, guys. Now, the transfer portal is there for a reason. You go out and you plug specific needs. Can you find a guy with multiple years that you can bring into your program and hope that he contributes for years to come? Absolutely. That's the hope with Joe Milton. That's the hope with Deshaun Terry. That's the hope with William Mohan. Can you go out and go get some guys that you need immediate help right now? Yes, that's the hope with Javonta Payton. That's the hope with Juwan Mitchell and Caleb Tremblay, Chase McGrath. So use it to your benefit. But in my opinion, in college football, the transfer portal is great. Utilize it. But the priority will and always will be on recruiting at the high school level. Now, I'm not going to go in depth here, but let's flip over to college basketball. Completely different story, in my opinion. You go out with guys leaving the program via the transfer portal, with guys declaring for the NBA draft. You obviously recruit at a high level the high school round. That's still very important. But you go out and you snag you some guys on the transfer portal each and every year to significantly boost the projection of your team for the next year. Because, again, we're talking 85 guys in football compared to, 11 or 12 guys, 13 guys in basketball. Just the way it is. My thoughts, it's a good conversation to have. If you guys have thoughts, _Caner at Locked On Vols, get them in for Twitter Tuesday over the weekend, and we can continue this conversation if you guys want it. But it's a good conversation to have, because you can't ignore it. Transfer portal, very vital in football nowadays, but it's not the end-all be-all, and you will not be taking 9 guys via the transfer portal each and every year. If you do, you're in trouble, and that is my opinion right there. Got a final segment coming up. We'll talk the basketball tournament and the Volunteers in segment number three. But first, Built Bar. Man, we're talking about the Volunteers. The head coach for the Volunteers this year in the 2021 TBT tournament, that's redundant. TBT. it's like saying, hey, the SEC conference. No, that's redundant because it's the Southeastern Conference conference. Nonetheless, in the TBT, head coach for the Volunteers will be none other than our friend Ron Slay. He's joined the podcast many times. And Ron Slay is a big guy, okay? He is a big guy. And Ron Slay has told me that he enjoys the Built Bar a couple times a week, all right? Late afternoon snack, something to get you the holdover from lunch to dinner time. You can split it with a buddy. You can split it with your wife or your hubby, whatever the case may be. 9 delicious flavors, 100% covered in chocolate. It looks like a candy bar. It tastes like a candy bar, but hey, it's not. It is a protein bar. Most of these bars, 17 grams of protein with only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, not 40, and only 5 or 4 grams of net carbs. And you have all the selections with the 9 delicious flavors of coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. Plus, you guys know the limited time offers, but they're only out there for limited time because they get taken up so quickly and they're out of stock and they have to order more. So if you don't know about Built Bar, I encourage you to head on over to BuiltBar.com, check out the website, peruse, look for the ones that look good for you, and try it. Hey, there's a mix box you can buy. You can buy that mix box, try out a couple flavors of those 9 delicious Built Bars. And when you're there, if it's your first time, promo code LOCK15 and you'll receive 15% off. Promo code LOCK15 and you'll receive 15% off, okay? It's all at BuiltBar.com. Be like me and many of you guys listening right now and try it out at BuiltBar.com. We got a final segment of the work week here on Locked On Vols. Guys, I appreciate you hanging out with me every single day like I know you do. And when you miss a day here and there, I know you guys go back and check it all out. Of course, set that podcast link up to automatically download to your listening device. I really, really do appreciate it. And again, thanks for 5-Star Fridays. Thanks for all the positive reviews. You guys are awesome. And I love being a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Eric Kane here. And we're going to talk TBT here in segment three to kind of end the work week. Now, I understand Tennessee baseball has got a big, got a huge weekend season, regular season wrapping schedule or series at South Carolina, big win last night. I understand all that, but we talked a lot of baseball this week, and we'll touch base on baseball again, obviously, heading into Hoover next week. But I want to talk a little TBT because the Volunteers were announced. It came out and announced its roster. Who are those players? Who are those VFLs? Who's going to coach the team? Who's organizing it all? I'll tell you right now here in segment three. So TBT, what is TBT? Well, it's the basketball tournament, all right? It is a basketball tournament filled with a lot of former college basketball players, specifically, usually the teams are regionally based or it's like an alumni team, kind of what the Volunteers are doing. You've got a lot of VFLs that are coming together and forming a team. You go and you play in this tournament and the purse is $1 million. So in 2021, you're going to have 64 teams. It's a single elimination tournament. This spans from July 16th to August the 3rd. And you've got 5 different regionals where you'll go and play some games before obviously converging and crowning a champion. You've got a region in Peoria, Wichita, Dayton, Columbus, and Charleston, West Virginia. So as far as the Tennessee Volunteers team, and this is a team that will be competing in the, I want to say it's the Dayton region. Yeah, it's the Dayton region. Or no, that's where the championship is going to be held for the old thing. Tennessee's going to be in the Columbus region. There we go. Tennessee's going to be in the Columbus regional from July 23rd to 27 with the championship, like I just said, in Dayton. So here's Tennessee's roster for the Volunteers. And the Volunteers, they tried to enter the TBT in 2020, but due to COVID-19 and all that, they had to pull out. But in 2021, they are back and set to make their debut. Former Tennessee point guard Bobby Mays is listed as the team's general manager. Typically, each team has a GM and a head coach and then a roster of players. So Bobby Mays is the guy that's kind of orchestrating and kind of recruiting these guys to be a part of the team. He is running his Bobby Mays Elite Camps here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and just launched an 11-on-11 league, or 11-on-11 team, and doing a lot of things here for the kids in the Knoxville area, trying to coach them up a little bit, both on the basketball court, obviously, and now a little bit on the football field as well. But Bobby Mays is the team's GM. Ron Slay, our good buddy, Of course, 104.5 The Zone, VFL, and a guy that's joined this podcast a few times. He will be the head coach, and you better come ready to play, because Ron ain't going to put up with any of that BS, that's for sure. So Ron Slay is listed as the head coach. The roster for 2021 is Chris Lofton, Wayne Chisholm, Lamonte Turner, Jordan Bowden, Cam Tatum, Juwan Smith, Duke Cruz, John Fields, and Tyler Smith. So you've got a nice little disparity there between some older VFLs, some very recent VFLs, Lamonte Turner and Jordan Bowden. You also all remember what Wayne Chisholm did and Bobby Mays did when Tennessee went all the way to the Elite Eight. Of course, we know about Chris Lofton, who's made a career playing overseas, but was a phenomenal college three-point shooter back in the day here at Tennessee. You've got Cam Tatum, Juwan Smith, Duke Cruz, John Fields, Tyler Smith, of course. We know of his time at Tennessee and how it ended, of course, and all that. But that's the roster for the Volunteers. Again, it's 64 teams, single elimination. The tournament pays $100 million to the winning team. And the teams are selected during the TBT's open application period. They have accepted the Volunteers. So that is what the field's going to look like. Now, in 2020, again, the Volunteers tried to go and play before COVID-19 had them pull out of the tournament. But this was going to be the roster in 2020. It was going to be Mays and Slay, Lofton, Chisholm, Fields, Kevin Punter, Robert Hubbs, Juwan Smith, Tyler Smith, Cameron Tatum, Scotty Hobson, Cruz, Melvin Goins, and Kenny Hall. Now, would you take the 2020 Volunteers or the 2021 Volunteers? I think for me, it's pretty obvious. I would take the 2020 Volunteers. A big reason why, Kevin Punter's on that team. You've got Scotty Hobson on that team. Okay, I know the 2021 team does have some recent guys, Lamonte Turner and Jordan Bowden. I get all that. And then there's a lot of the same guys who were going to play last year but are going to play this year as well. Which team would you take? Would you take the 2020 version of what would have been the Volunteers or the 2021 version? It's an interesting conversation to have. And so I think this is going to be fun. Now, when the TBT announced that it was going to be doing its thing in 2020 as well, I was pumped because I thought the Volunteers were going to do it. Of course, they had to pull out. But we had no sports for the longest time. Yes, NASCAR came back. Golf came back a little bit. You finally got baseball, and then you got the NHL. Then you got the bubble play for the NBA and all that stuff too. But the TBT was there, and it was going to be kind of, you know, pretty much a lot of eyes on it. I still didn't watch it. I think a big reason that is because Tennessee wasn't in it. Will I watch it this summer? I'd love to say I will. I'd love to say I will, but chances are I'm probably going to be busy unless it's on at night when I'm here doing some work in the office. But I think this is really, really neat. Do I think Tennessee has a chance to win this whole thing? I don't really know. I don't know the field that well right now. I know there's a lot of former NBA talent that's going to be playing in this, but I don't know the field right now. Do I think some of these guys who haven't played organized basketball in quite some time are going to be able to hang with some of these guys? Yeah, they'll be able to hang. Now, will conditioning be an issue? I'm sure it will be, getting these guys in shape. But it's going to be fun, and of course, there's $1 million on the line. So, thought that was interesting. Wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the Volunteers, the roster, what you think of that roster, and, you know, do you think Tennessee has a chance? I'm going to be getting on Ron Slay, of course, between now and the tournament. I'm trying to get on some other representatives from the TBT and, of course, the Volunteers to come on and kind of give their thoughts on what they believe, you know, is the outlook for this team and how they're going to kind of go about it. It is a little bit different, the TBT. You have 9-minute quarters, okay, instead of halves or 10-minute quarters you see in women's game. Players foul out with 6 personal fouls, not 5. You got bonus free throws following NCAA women's and FIBA rules. 2 free throws on the 5th and subsequent non-shooting fouls by the defense in a quarter. FIBA rules on basket interference are followed. You got replay review governed by NCAA rules. With one modification, that's any review allowed only in the last 2 minutes of the ball game is under NCAA rules and allowed in TBT, only if either team is within 3 points. So that's kind of interesting. And so those are some of the rules that are a little bit different there. But you've got, I guess the TBT was formed in 2014. You had 32 teams there, and the prize was $500,000. Now, you got it to $1 million in 2015 and 2016. and it was held in the Bronx. You had 97 teams in 2015, 64 teams in 2016. In 2017 and 2018, they were held in Baltimore. The purse was $2 million. And, you know, likely because of the COVID-19 complications, the purse is back down to $1 million. And in 2021, 64 teams are set to compete. So it's single elimination. That is the Volunteers roster. Again, I'll read this out here for 2021. GM Bobby Mays, head coach Ron Slay, a roster that includes Chris Lofton, Wayne Chisholm, Lamonte Turner, Jordan Bowden, Cam Tatum, Juwan Smith, Duke Cruz, John Fields, and Tyler Smith. What are you thinking about the Volunteers? It should be fun nonetheless, and I look forward to kind of breaking that down leading up to the July tournament and certainly beyond. That'll do it here for a Friday. Locked On Vols, guys, I appreciate you. Can't thank you enough. If you haven't thrown me 5 stars and you would like to do that, I encourage you to go on Apple Podcasts right now and do it. It would mean more to me than you would ever know. And when we're done here, check out the Locked On Today podcast. Steph Curry wasn't enough for the Warriors to get by the Lakers. You can get more sports news in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Guys, I've enjoyed it. Another fun week of shows in the book. Look forward to next week. More Tennessee football news, as always, and we'll recap Tennessee baseball on the road at South Carolina. All that and more. But until then, guys, have a great rest of your Friday and stay safe this weekend.